Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's Maggie here, and I'm still at the festival, and I'm talking to Kelly from Isle of Wight Tomatoes. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Oh, that's a big tomato.
That's an aubergine.
That's an aubergine, yes. I was going to say, it doesn't look quite the right colour.
No.
So you're here with all your products. Anything new to tell people about, apart from the aubergine?
Yeah, we've had a few new things start this season, but the selection we've got in front of us is obviously a very small amount that we make. But this aubergine in particular is new this season. It's called a Sabel. And then we've obviously got Zeta, which is another aubergine that we've started this season. And the rest is just what we had before, like Romero peppers, Angel aubergines, mix of different coloured tomatoes at different sizes.
Yeah, and the tomatoes are delicious. I always have them delivered to my house. And I didn't know that aubergines came in different colours and shapes.
I was working on production the other week, and we had an aubergine like that, and I put it on the scales, and it weighed over a kilo.
Wow.
It was massive. So, yeah, they literally do come in all different sizes, shapes, colours.
Do they taste different?
I don't like aubergines, so I wouldn't know. But I do get
fair question.
They are, yeah. They are nice.
So Emma's telling me something. Hold on.
So yes, they all do have their own different flavours, especially the white one, which is lovely. And this one here, that's really nice too.
But you've got all different types of tomato. You've got modern ones and ancient ones and heritage ones. And
yes, we've got organic and conventional. Mm-hmm. And so this is a mixture of both. And you've got like vines, you've got large vines, you've got cherry vines, and you've got the plum variety, and then stuff like the tigers, which come in green and orange, which are those.
Yeah.
And then you've got organza, which I've watched people on my team put in microwaves and then put on a sandwich, and they literally do smell like oranges. It's quite bizarre.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it's massive.
And you've got the beef tomatoes.
Yeah, we've got beef. Here we've got Marbruni and we've got Fuji, which comes in conventional and organic. And then we've got something called San Arantino, which is quite a larger one.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, they're very, very, very popular.
Trouble is I could keep picking at them all day.
Yeah.
Especially the little ones.
Would you like one? Would you like one?
No, not for the moment.
No, you okay? Yeah, and then you've got like cocktails, these yellow ones. We've got yellow, pink, brown, all different colours as well. Orange is there.
Yeah.
And the same with the smaller vines. They come in all these different colours as well.
So. And you've got pesto and oak smoked tomatoes and all sorts.
Yep, different colour classic. No, different ones. We've got sunshine, tomato juice, which I heard is very nice with gin. Wouldn't know, but that's what I've heard.
Of course you wouldn't know.
Tomato pesto. Shakshuka, and what's this one? Tomato relish?
Yep.
Yeah, so massive and oak smoked tomatoes.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah.
Seems you've got an awful lot of stuff.
Yeah, crazy really for tomatoes.
So do people actually buy them here or just come in to taste?
They do both.
Right.
Yeah, so we've got a card machine there, so they'll come in, they'll have some testers.
Yeah.
And we'll give them a bit of a leaflet and stuff.
Yeah.
And it is massive. It's lovely.
Brilliant. Well, thank you. Thank you for talking to me, Kelly and Emma.
You're very welcome. Have a lovely festival.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.